because we're now just a week away, just over a week away from the closest election in our lifetimes, the most important election in our lifetimes. And you know, the heart of this election isn't about any leader or party. It's about the British people. Because elections are the time when you, the British people, have the power. A chance to change the country. And a chance and a choice that only comes once every 5 years. And what is this chance about at this election? It's a chance to change the way our country is run. So it doesn't put the richest and most powerful first, but we put working people first again in our country. That is why we need a Labour government. And it's a chance to reward the hard work of all working people, not just those who get the six-figure bonuses. That's why we will have an £8 minimum wage. It is a chance to replace the insecurity faced by so many at work with security, because we know that is the foundation of a successful country. That's why we will ban those exploitative zero-hours contracts and legislate so that if you do regular hours, you get a regular contract. It's a chance to rescue our National Health Service, and the next Labour government will rescue our National Health Service because it is the foundation for security for all working families in our country. And above all, it's a chance to make Britain work for working families once again. It's a chance to put your family first. Now, we've heard a lot from David Cameron in the last 5 weeks about what he says he will do for working people. But they are false promises, because today we reveal the truth. David Cameron will never put working families first in our country. Instead, he will put family budgets in the firing line. If the Tories get back in on May the 8th, family budgets will be hit. Today we show what another 5 years of Tory government would mean. A Tory secret plan. A plan that puts the prosperity of working families at risk. Cuts to tax credits. Cuts to child benefit. A threat to your family finances. 7.5 million families losing an average of £760 a year. Working families can't afford another 5 years of David Cameron and this Tory government. And if the Tories deny it, ask yourself this. Why haven't they today ruled out making changes to tax credits and child benefits? They've had plenty of opportunities. And today, their last-minute gimmicks on tax merely highlight what they have left out. No protection for family benefits. And then ask yourself this. Do you believe what you've heard from the Tories in the last 5 weeks? Or do you believe what you and your family have seen over the last 5 years? And then examine the Tory record and you realise the reality of their plan. It is a record they are desperate not to talk about. A record not to run on, but a record to run from. Because we've had 5 years of their experiment and it has failed. It's left wages down £1,600. It's left working people with higher taxes, while millionaires have had their taxes cut. And then remember what they said before the last election about tax credits and child benefit. They said no cuts to tax credits for families below £50,000 a year. They said no means testing of child benefit. And then they did exactly the opposite. Their record shows you can't trust the Tories with your family budget. They broke their promises last time and made people worse off. And this time, they don't even deny cuts to tax credits and cuts to child benefit, which will devastate the finances of Britain's families. Now, Labour has a better plan for a better future. A plan not just for a fairer country, but a more prosperous one. No government led by me as Prime Minister will cut the tax credits that working people rely on. Instead, we'll raise them, at least in line with inflation, in every budget. And we reject the Tory plans to attack child benefit. And we can do so because we will make different and fairer choices. We don't have the extreme plans that the Conservatives have to cut more than any developed economy in the next 3 years and to double the cuts next year. There will have to be reductions in non-protected departments if Labour wins the election, and we've all been clear about that. But we'll also clamp down on tax havens and tax avoidance by the hedge funds. We'll end the non-dom rule after 2 years of asking. And we'll bring the deficit down more fairly by reversing David Cameron's millionaire's tax cut. And we'll have a mansion tax on the most expensive properties over £2 million, a levy on the tobacco companies, added to those changes to clamping down on tax avoidance by the hedge funds to raise vital resources for our National Health Service. So this is my commitment. Labour will balance the books and cut the deficit every single year with a tough but balanced plan. And we'll also protect family budgets, defend our schools and invest real money in the NHS. Because we know that is how Britain will succeed. So this election is Britain's big choice, to put working families first with Labour or to put working families at risk with the Tories. Families can't afford 5 more years of the Tory plan to put the wealthiest first. This is your chance to choose Labour's better plan. If we win the election, we can make it happen. Friends, let's build that future together. Thank you very much.